The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cocker, Jason, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys, and thank you for taking my call. Last night, we saw two brothers fighting, you know what I mean? That's what Draymond said last night. We all know when brothers play, they want to beat the hell out of each other, whether it's in the boxing ring, basketball court, whatever that might be. I get it. They both you know, scored their highest of the season. They got everything out of each other. I get all that. But my question here is, what happened leading to the game, all this preparation? And, you know, even Clay, he mentioned that it was just a regular game. There was nothing regular about that game. What happened leading to the game? I knew they had texted each other, and we knew before that they were supposed to be speaking to the crowd, and none of that ended up happening. Is Clay a little bit more bitter? Is he not happy with his brother regarding, you know, the situation that happens and him end up leaving? And we know he's not happy with the organization, but is he saying to himself, you know what? Curry's everything in his team. He built that arena. If he wanted me to be there that bad, I'll still be there. Is there more to that?
No. Pardon me, Jason. Clay told Steph in the offseason not to vouch for him to the front office. Said, I don't want you to do that for me. You don't have to do that for me. Steph did it anyway because he loves Clay Thompson. That's his splash brother. They were together first. Before Draymond, before Fezzi, before Iguodala, before Livy Sid, before everybody. It was Steph and Clay. And Clay asked Steph not to vouch for him in the offseason. As it pertains to last night before the game, the night before, Clay texted Steph and said, I don't need you to get on a microphone. He caught wind of it and said, I don't need you to do that. Clay wanted to downplay it as much as possible. He's a shy guy at heart. Naturally, he's a shy guy. Now, we've been able to see his personality evolve over the last decade, and that's what made Clay so lovable. We're like, wow, this guy's cool. I'd hang out with this guy. Randomly. You know, he's one of the few guys you see NBA playing. Like, I hang out with Clay all day long. He looks like he has fun. And so Clay didn't want all the whistles and bells and everything like that. He didn't want all that. He just wanted to come back because I just want to play basketball. Now, he had to know the tribute was coming, and he felt it, and he was emotional, and he appreciated it. But that was that. He's trying to win games with the Dallas Mavericks. And we talk about Steph Curry's will to win and that killer instinct. Well, we heard from Zaza yesterday. We heard from Fezzi. We heard from Durrell. Klay Thompson's a killer, too. And so he didn't want all that stuff. And I'd probably feel like that as well. I'm probably more Klay Thompson in that sense where if I went back somewhere, I don't want all the fanfare. I don't want all the bells and whistles. I don't want all the kumbaya and congratulations. No, I just want to do my job. And that's where Klay was at last night, Jason and Cocker. And so he told Steph the night before, nah, don't speak for me. If Clay could have pulled the plug on the Captain Clay hats, he would have done that. That's who Clay Thompson is. So, he didn't want all the fanfare. He just didn't want it. Well, I don't really blame him. Are you really mad about that or feel some type of way about that?
No, I don't. Look, people are going to find things to get angry at, but I would say this, like, had you not gone over the top, that might be viewed as a slight too, you know? And so, like, I feel like you're in a no-win situation. If that's the algorithm of, like, hey, I don't want all these things, you got to kill someone with kindness. That's what you do. And even if there is bad blood for X, Y, and Z reasons, the number one thing is to, like, hey, show gratitude and appreciation. And I thought that the Warriors put out a template last night
to treat
an all-time legend.
Oh, it was first class. It was unreal. What the Warriors did with Raymond Ritter and the 400-plus employees welcoming Clay Thompson when he came into the arena.
Ultimate respect.
Saluting him with the Captain Clay hats. It was that's what the Warriors do. And that's, you know, what the Bay Area does. The Giants, the Niners, the Warriors. They know how to treat their legends. They give back to their legends. The legends come back around. That's why Rick Barry's still around, and Clifford Ray's still around, and Nate Thurman was around for so long. And now we got Mooley back around, and we got Tim Hardaway. You got Tom Tolbert. You got Mitch Richmond coming up and down. The Warriors and the Giants, and we know about the Giants doing it year in and year out, bringing back their legends. The Giants celebrate anything. Hi, we won 86 games in 1980. Hey, let's have the anniversary team. They don't care, but that's what they do. And it's first class, and it's really cool. And the Niners have jumped on board by having alumni weekend, and having guys like Frank Gore and Willis always around, and Brian Young always around. So that's just what the Bay Area does, man. It's first class when it comes to these organizations on how they run things and how they bring their legends back.
I was proud of the fans, too. I you were there, so maybe you can tell me different. But when he got fouled, and I think he hit some free throws, but when he hit the first three, a little bit through the first quarter, I felt like a crowd kind of cheered for him.
Oh, absolutely.
Like that was what it felt through the TV.
The crowd was conflicted. It's Captain Clay.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, and so when we think about the show the last 2 years and all the rhetoric about Klay Thompson and all the disrespect, that doesn't represent the 18,000-plus last night. That doesn't represent all of Dub Nation. If you're a real one out there, if you understand where this Warriors organization was and where it's at now, you respect the fact that Klay Thompson helped you win four championships. Again, we were playing some of his top five moments, and there's so many. The fadeaway in Indiana, one of the first game winners under Mark Jackson on the baseline back at Casico Fieldhouse in Indiana. The 60 points on 11 dribbles. We talk about that. The playoff moments. Again, I said it last night. I'll say it again. Game 6 in Oklahoma City, not one of my favorite Warrior wins. It's one of my favorite NBA games ever. Ever. I'm talking all the time NBA games. And Klay Thompson had a big hand in that. So real Warrior fans, diehard Warrior fans who understood and understand where this organization has come from and where they're at now, they're going to pay their respects to Klay Thompson. Because it doesn't happen without Klay Thompson. It doesn't happen without Draymond Green. It doesn't happen without Stephen Curry. You needed all three of these guys. And they fit together perfectly like a puzzle, man. So that's why it was crazy to see them yesterday, Steph guarding Klay, Klay guarding Draymond. It was a bit personal. It was like practice.
It was very personal. I was just very proud of the fans and seeing them all show out, and they were there early watching him warm up, and the way that everyone had the hat out tipping to him.
Tipping the cap,
the visual was so cool. And I kept thinking, like, how absurd was it that the Giants brought Brandon Belt out on a boat? Like, I mean, like at one point that was a thing, you know, him with the captain hat.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking now it's synonymous from here on out in the Bay Area. You wear the captain hat, it equates to Clay.
Yep.
And it's not disrespect to Brandon Belt, but it's like so far, few and far between. But I was thinking about just the visuals of seeing everyone in unison tip the cap to him and seeing that. That was the most I seen him. I don't know if he was choked up. That's probably too strong of a way to put it. But you could tell, like, that hit him in the soul.
Oh, it hit him hard.
I could see it through the TV that it hit him.
It hit him hard. It hit him hard to watch that. And I'm watching the Mavericks look at the tribute video, and Clay's looking at those highlights, you know, being a number. And Bob Myers had a great story about him in the draft process. I had no idea that Clay went back to school. And if he didn't go back to school, Danny Ainge was talking about, I'm going to draft this kid, Klay Thompson, late in the first round. But Clay decides to go back to Washington State, as Bob Myers tells it. And the pre-draft buzz was like, yo, this guy's rising up the charts. We need to get this dude.
He said Milwaukee would have taken him if they didn't trade out with
Zach.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that.
Wow. Sacramento drafting Jimmer for that.
Well,
over Klay Thompson.
There was a point in time Jimmer was a commodity.
He was.
He was a lot of fun at BYU.
But like, Jimmer was a thing, was it not?
He was a big time thing.
It came right after Adam Morrison, so right. I was very skeptical.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know about this one.
It was Jimmer Mania, right?
It was.
Was that what it was called, Jimmer Mania?
Something like that. I mean, he was big at BYU, and it was very predictable what happened in the NBA.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.